I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Butler University is presenting The Living by Anthony Clairvaux. It's set in 1665 in the Great Plague of London. It was a metaphor for the AIDS epidemic in the 90s, and it's a metaphor for the COVID-19 episodes in our lives in the pandemic. We're visiting with the director, Constance Macy, the actor, Vicky Turner, and the actor Chinleyu Mafuika. Constance, what attracted you to this particular play?
I had been contracted 3 years ago to come in at this time and direct. The pandemic continued on and on. I wrote to Diane and said, if Butler is still under all of these COVID restrictions, I don't want to direct Romeo and Juliet. That's not a production I want to participate in. I wouldn't want to see that production. Diane said, well, what do you think would be a better play to produce with COVID restriction? I remembered The Living. I remembered seeing it 25 years ago. The aspect of it that I distinctly remembered was that nobody touched each other. And that was, of course, one of the rules that we're living with at Butler now. We can't touch each other. We can't come near each other. We have to be masked up. I got a copy of it, read it, and realized that this was the perfect play to produce right now.
A morality tale, a ghoulish slice of history, an affirmation of life, perhaps bitterly funny and ineffably sad. We're gender bending for the production at Butler, and there are eight women and two men. Vicky, which of the women do you play?
I play Sarah Chandler.
Uh-huh. And what does Sarah do?
Sarah starts off, her husband has just died, so she's looking to protect the rest of her family. And it's really just her journey from her family through her becoming a nurse later on in the play, and a lot of that kind of journey.
Yes. Vicky is a junior at Butler. One of the two men in the cast is Chinleyu. Tell us a little bit about your role. You're in your second year at Butler, I think.
Yeah. So my character, Grant, Dr. John Grant, he's a fellow of the Royal Society, and he is credited in the play inventing statistics, like, you know, a field of research. And so he basically comes in and he's, I can help you all predict where the plague is going, how fast it's going there, and analyze the data to help control the spread. And so that's what he does throughout. And he also serves as a narrator, which is kind of fitting, I suppose, as someone who he's not, I don't know exactly where he's from, but it's implied that he's not from London. So kind of like an outsider looking in. He serves as like a surrogate for the audience as well.
A surrogate for the audience. Constance maintained that she had seen a production of The Living in which people do not touch.
Well, we've kind of blended the worlds of then and now. You will see some actors in like modern protective gear, and then you'll see some period costumes as well. We've got all kinds of sanitizing and safety measures in place, and we're not trying to hide any of them. You'll see cans of Lysol on stage and rubber gloves, people using tongs to pass things around. And a lot of that is in the story. When we staged it, I tried to stage it so that people didn't come in and out of the same entrances. We took the rules that we had and kind of embellished them and relished them to make a commentary on what we're living with now.
Embellishing and relishing.
It's my favorite thing to do.
We've been talking with Constance Macy, actors Vicky Turner and Chinleyu Mafuika, about the upcoming production at Butler University of The Living by Anthony Clairvaux. It's a metaphor from the Great Plague of London in 1665 to the AIDS epidemic in the 1990s, and even to the pandemic of COVID-19, our current situation. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.